Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service has notified immigrants with serious medical conditions that they will not be allowed to stay in this country for medical treatment. The agency told the immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally that they have to leave in 33 days. Advocates say that's putting the lives of many immigrants, including some children, at risk. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
The program known as Medical Deferred Action allows people to remain in the U.S. for two-year periods if they can prove life-saving medical treatment is only available to them here. Many of the people affected by the policy change came to the U.S. with a visa or other status and are requesting to stay beyond those terms to receive medical care. Immigrant advocates and attorneys in Boston say such extensions have been routinely granted by USCIS. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says families are now facing an impossible choice.
They can live in the United States without work authorization, pay for life-saving care out of pocket, and face the threat of Trump's deportation force, or families and patients can suspend treatment and return to their home countries, which could be a de facto death sentence.
Yeah, my name is Jonathan Sanchez. I'm 16 years old, and I have
cystic fibrosis.
Sanchez, who was born in Honduras, has a pending request with USCIS. He was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis as a baby after his parents sent blood samples to the U.S. His sister died of the disease 18 years ago after failing to receive adequate treatment in Honduras. The Sanchez family entered the U.S. on tourist visas in 2016 and were able to get an extension, but the teen's treatment is ongoing. Now, Sanchez says, he's scared that he too will be denied.
If they deny the program, then I need to go back to my country, and I'll probably die. Because in my country, there's no treatment for CF. Doctors don't even know what's the disease. The only ones who can help me are here in the United States.
The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service told WBUR it's no longer considering most deferrals of deportation for people with serious medical conditions, and that medical deferred action requests are now submitted to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for consideration. It's unclear what such a change would mean for these immigrants. ICE didn't respond to requests for clarification. Immigration attorneys say the denial letters to their clients don't mention a new process with ICE. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.